Lesson 17, Purchasing with Discernment. Discernment. To discern is to understand the difference between two things or to discriminate between two options. Romans 12:2 states, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." When we make decisions and contemplate purchases, we need to discern the will of God. God's will is always best, for He loves us and knows what we need. 1 Timothy 6:7, God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. We can draw near to God and expect Him to help us make the correct decision. Coveting. We do need help in this process because we are prone to covet and make decisions based on our passions instead of God's will. James 4:3 states, "You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions." Many older translations use the word lusts or strong desire in place of passions. We all are familiar with strongly desiring things or objects. One of the Ten Commandments speaks to this universal temptation. It tells us not to covet what belongs to our neighbor. Deuteronomy 5:21, "You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field or his male servant or his female servant, his ox or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's." Covet is another way of expressing a strong desire, lust, or passion. To make this command up to date, we might replace ox or donkey with tractor or car. "You shall not desire your neighbor's spouse, new car, fancy house, or anything that is your neighbor's." The New Living Translation translates Colossians 3:5, "Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world." Need versus desire. Before making a significant purchase, ask God to help you discern whether you have a need or a strong desire. If you haven't figured it out by now, we each have tremendous potential to rationalize any action or any purchase. This is part of our fleshly or carnal nature. Not all desires are wrong. God often gives us desires that are good, so don't fall into the trap that if it feels good, it must be wrong. That is why we need discernment. Discerning the difference between needs and desires takes time and maturity. Here are some tips to help you with this process. Counsel. First, talk with your spouse, or if you're single, your parents. They can provide a different perspective and help you see things more clearly. Ephesians 5:21 says, "Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ." Communicate as best you can all the pros and the cons for this particular purchase. It may help you to write these down. Then discuss it with your spouse, parents, or close friends. Remember, this is not something you do when you are deciding whether you need new shoes. This is for major expenditures such as buying a new refrigerator, a car, or a house. Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety." Our lawnmower. Here is a recent example of how I applied these principles to a significant purchase. We were in need of a riding mower. Our old lawn mower was erratic, slow, and required frequent repairs. I spoke with my helpmeet about the lawn mower situation, and she agreed we needed to make a change. Then I bounced it off a few friends whose insights I respected. The local hardware store carried a popular name brand mower with all the bells and whistles. There was pressure to buy the flashy name brand, but it wasn't what I needed. Discernment helps me determine whether I really need a flashy mower or whether I desire a name brand to impress my friends and neighbors. Proceeding carefully and not giving in to impulse spending helps me sort out what is the will of God and what is pressure from the world to buy something I may not need. There is no one answer to every purchasing question. Pray for wisdom and discernment in deciding which are needs and which are desires. Then discuss it with your spouse and some friends. After this process, you should be well on your way to making a wise and careful decision. Hope. Another way to help in this struggle to learn how to walk in the Spirit, which enables us to not give in to our natural desires. Our natural self, or the carnal man inside each of us, wants what we don't have and likes to waste money on what we don't need. Instead, Paul counsels, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Let's pray. God in heaven, save us from being swayed by our own desires and help us to clearly identify what we need and when we need it. Teach us how to be led and directed by your good Spirit and not by our own passions. Amen.